Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, I'd much rather think spring and summer, and we've got baseball starting for real. In fact, it already started for real in Korea with the Dodgers and Padres. The Brewers are going to begin the regular season 1 week from today. They will eventually work their way back to Milwaukee following an opening series with the Mets. So the one-week countdown is on. Dom Cotroneo covering the Brewers all spring training. He is in Arizona. Hello, Dom.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everybody.
Hey, I'm excited about the next week or so. I know wins and losses. There are no traveling trophies and TVs or prize money for winning the Cactus League. But I like to see the team start to win when I know the regulars are getting more playing time. Is that a fair way to look at it as you get toward the end of spring training?
Yes and no. In my opinion, I look at the pitching more than I look at the offensive performance. Because sort of, you ask any position player this time of year, they're like, yeah, spring training's way too long, let's get on with the show. But you ask any pitcher, they're like, I just want to make sure I'm built up, I want to make sure I'm ready to go. And if as long as a guy like D.L. Hall, or specifically tonight, Wade Miley, making sure he can get through the day, it's our first time actually seeing him in live Cactus League play, it's going to be a very important day for him.
I was noticing last night, Kristen Yelich put out a video on Instagram. Had some fun music. Some people might say maybe questionable song. But it was really interesting. It's like him going to training camp, and then he's in the car, and he's just talking as this music plays. But the thing I thought was cool about it, he's like, hey, this is the first year I'm like, oh, shoot, being the oldest position guy in camp is different. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed Christian feeling like that? Or just, I mean, there's a lot of youth on our team this year.
One of the things I love about my job is getting to interact with guys like Christian, who, you know, from the outside, obviously he was on top of the world in 2018 and 2019. And a backstory, too, I played high school baseball, and I'm still really good friends with Cody Bellinger from down here in Arizona. So watching both Yelly Belly, you know, take off like they did in those 2 years, and to get to know Christian after all of that, the thing that I love about him is he's the same dude every day. And the way you said it there, Jess, it's perfect because, yeah, he is feeling that way. Oh, wait, how did this happen? I'm suddenly the elder statesman. And last year, you may have remembered, you know, they had the big 10 years of service time day, and they had the custom shirts made. They gave Yelly a guitar. And I can tell just from Yelly's demeanor, he looks and feels refreshed. And I think he's ready to really kind of put everything in the past behind him. He is ready to become kind of that established veteran. He's not the young guy anymore, obviously, but the veteran in a good way, right? Like, he can still play at an extremely high level. They expect him to play at an extremely high level, and the young guys are going to him asking him what's like to be in the show, because some of these young guys can say, like, yeah, I watched you in high school, you know, which is quite a sentence to say.
The video was cool, too, Jessica. It was like a day in the life of, and, like, Kristen's asking the parking attendant in Mesa, like, hey, how do I get into the parking lot? Like, just interesting stuff, driving his way from one park to the next. It was pretty cool. The opposite end of that spectrum, Dom, is Jackson Churio. Looks like he is going to be a part of the opening day roster. They gave him the $82 million contract in December. How has he looked? I have not asked you specifically about Jackson Churio, but the 20-year-old is likely to be with the Brewers in New York on opening day.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be, you know, the youngest Brewer to make his opening day debut since Robin Yount. So it's going to be quite the day for him. I know he's got some extended family in New York, which will be very fun for him to enjoy that. But for Jackson, the way I've seen it is, again, he is 20 years old. He's a sophomore in college, essentially, if that. And what I see, if this is the starting point for Jackson Churio, oh my goodness. You know, has he torn the cover off the ball yet? No. Has he made good swing decisions? Yes. Has he shown his speed? Yes. Has he been able to be aggressive on the base pass. Yes. Now, he needs to play better defense, and Pat Murphy has made that very clear. Had a great conversation with Quinton Berry, first base coach slash outfield coach for the Brewers, about what's been going on with Jackson. They just want to get him into a regular ballpark. You know, once he starts and he's able to get familiar with the confines of American Family Field, things should start getting better for him. But if this is a starting report, man, they didn't sign him. Pat Murphy said it perfectly. They didn't sign him just for this year. They signed him for the future. So let him grow. Let him be better.
Good stuff, Dom. Enjoy the day in Arizona. Your time's coming to an end as well. You'll be traveling back before too long. It's been great having you out there.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you take care. Dom Cotroneo joining us from Brewers Camp in Arizona. 1 week from today, opening day in New York against the Mets.